يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح مددي.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
اللهم صل على محمد.
أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. وقالت فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها: فأنتم عباد الله نصب أمره ونهيه وحملة دينه ووحيه، ومناء الله على أنفسكم بلغاؤه إلى الأمم. Dear brothers and sisters, in the beginning I would like to advise myself and invite all of you to practice the piety. As it's been said, فَإِنَّهُ هُوَ خَيْرُ الزَّادِ, that piety and taqwa is best of provision in this world today. There is no better provision than taqwa. خَيْرُ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى, best of the provision that we can take from this world, why we live in this world, that is taqwa. Taqwa, that means guarding ourselves. Taqwa, that means being careful while we are driving our life. I would like to again take benefits of phrases of a sermon from the sermon of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. There is famous khutbah of Fadakiyah, where when she started addressing people, of course in the beginning she praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she bear witness about Allah's uluhiyyat and accepting Him as Lord. And after that she bear witness about the prophethood of Prophet, peace be upon him. Then she spoke directly to the people. So we can just think today that it's not the people of Medina, those who were being addressed at that time. Of course, she was not addressing only the people, those who were sitting in front of her. She is the leader for the centuries to come, and she is the leader until the Day of Judgment. So we can imagine that she was speaking with us. She said, فَأَنْتُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ, O the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O you the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when leaders speak, there are two kind of leaders. Some of the leaders, they may say, O my people. So he thinks that these are my people. And then they say, my nation. Then again, he would like to relate with himself. Or sometimes they say, great nation. That also, it goes to the nationality, ethnicities. But those divine personalities, whenever they speak, they don't say, Ya Qawmi, O my nation. But they go beyond that. They would like to relate people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they call them as ibadullah, not to relate them with themselves. Sometimes one likes to people be surrounded around him, and sometimes somebody likes to take them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beyond himself, beyond herself. Not to looking at herself, but thinking that I am also Abdullah, and these are all Ibadullah. So that is how she addressed, and that is how, when we look at the sermons of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, in most of the sermons they addressed like this: this Ibadullah, Ittaqullah, O the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practice the piety. Fa'antum Ibadullahi nusubu amrihi. Sometimes we think that responsibilities are only on the leaders or on the scholars or the prophets and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And we try to escape, as public, we try to escape from responsibilities, that we don't have any responsibility. But she's addressing general people. Although there were many companions of Prophet, those who were being rawat, hadith, there were people, those who were sitting, specific people, but at the same time, there were general public as well. That is why she said, Antum ibadullah, nusuba amrihi wa nahyih. You are appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for amr and nahi, for enjoining the people towards the good, and stopping and forbidding them from the evils. That means one of the responsibility of every individual is amr and nahi. It's all of us responsibility. Maybe somebody has more responsibility and rest of people, they have less responsibility. But in order to look at the duty, it's a collective. It is not for one person or other. And there is no possibility that one person can completely look at the affairs and he can establish. It is important that everybody has to complete their responsibilities. No soba amrihi wa nahi. We should feel that we are appointed and we live in the community. In order to establish community, amr and nahi always are very important. As Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu was salam has said, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ لَسَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَشْرَارَ أَنفُسِكُمْ. That always you should try to establish amr and nahi. Do amr and nahi. Otherwise Allah is going to impose the evils, and he's going to impose the bad people, ashrar anfusikum. If amr nahi is not there, then wrong people are going to take precedence. Wrong people are going to be on the top level of your community. it's important that always you have to be vigilant. You have to be aware. People have to be in the field, and they have to be in ground. Let's say if players are not in ground, there is no possibility that we can win any match. There is no possibility. It's important that all the players, they have to be together, not only captain. If captain is standing over there, he will not be able to win the match. He should have team, and all the team has to be in the field as well. Similarly, people have to be in field all the time that they can win the match. Second thing that she said as responsibility of people, حَمَلَ تَدِينِهِ وَوَحْيِهِ. You are carrier of the religion. Religion relies on your shoulders. It's not going to rely on one category. It's not going to rely on mujtahideen or leaders. It is going to rely on you, O people. You are hamalat deenhi, and you are hamalat wahye. In order to protect that, you need to feel that you are carrying a very important responsibility, and wahy and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is on your shoulder, and you need to be the carrier of that. Third category, she said, Umana'ullahi ala anfusikum, that you are trustee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon yourself. You know, we in communities sometimes establish trustees, but that does not mean that these are only the trustees. According to this sermon, Hazrat Sayyida wants to say that every individual should feel that he is trustee. Yes, they are appointed for affairs of community, but when we look at trustees from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are all umana'ullah. We are all trustees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth, because Allah has given us amanat. Religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an amanat. Quran is an amanat. Ahlul Bayt Ramussalam and teachings of Ahlul Bayt Ramussalam, this is an amanat. Love with Ahlul Bayt Ramussalam is an amanat. Salat Jum'ah is amanat. Jama'at are amanat. All these are amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He appointed us as trustee, and we should take care of that. And every individual should be able to be Aminullah. Although one of the titles of Amirul Mu'mineen in one of the ziyarat that we say, Assalamu alayka ya Amin Allah, that the personality who is trustee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are special trustee as divine trustees of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after them, then there are various categories, and every individual becomes Amin Allah ala anfusikum. وَبُلَغَاؤُهُ إِلَى الْأُمَمِ. We live in the different nations, communities. What is our responsibility regarding rest of the communities? Should we feel that we are only responsible for our community only, that we think that this is a community, or there is a country, there is a community? No, we are responsible for rest of the communities as well. As when she said, بُلَغَاؤُهُ Ilal Umam, you are the outreach. You know, sometimes we have outreach people. You are outreach to the communities. You should feel that you are responsible, that you should deliver your message to the rest of the communities and reach out to them. Give your message. Do not close that into the walls, but you have to go outside and give this message to the rest of the community, that they can also understand about Islam. So that means Hazrat Sayyida was making responsible every individual wherever you go, in your offices, in your schools, in your universities. Wherever you go, you must feel responsibility that your outreach committee of Fatimatu Zahra salamu alayha. Allah. And finally, she said, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ فِيمَا أَمَرَكُمْ وَنَهَاكُمْ. Obedience is very important element for every community. For the success of a community, one of the key elements that is considered as obedience. If a community is obedient, then that community can be successful. So obedience can be two types of obedience. Sometimes obedience from the right people, sometimes obedience from the wrong people. If a nation becomes committed to the wrong people even, for the wrong purposes, she will be successful. That community is going to be successful. Even for the wrong purposes, if a community becomes together and they become committed, they submit and be obedient, they will achieve those wrong purposes. Because they got together and they have a leadership that is wrong leadership. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. You need to be obedient of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedient of His Messenger, and obedient from أُولِي الْأَمْرِ. And this ita'at, it makes a community successful. And she says, how you can make this ita'at? Who are the people that you need to be obedient from? And then she referred one of the verses of Quran, فَإِنَّهُ تَعَالَى قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَةِ. That only the right scholars, they have khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only the right scholars have khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means if you like to be obedient, you need to be obedient from the right scholars. Those who have khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to our teacher, he used to say that if anybody has khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has knowledge as well, because that starts from innama and there is kalima hasr. So it is true for both sides. That if somebody has knowledge, one of the best witnesses of knowledge, it's going to be khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one practices khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's not behind his worldly affairs. He's not behind his worldly pleasures. So there are two kind of the scholars. One is a scholar that is always looking at the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, working for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another, he is behind the worldly pleasures, enjoying in this world, making properties in this world. These two kind of the scholars. But when it's been said, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama, that those knowledgeable people have khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means knowledge brings khashiyat. It makes closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you have that kind of the right people, try to obey them, be obedient to them, not to bring your own opinions, but stay always obedient to them, and that is going to make a community successful. So that was the final key of the success that Hazrat Sayyida has mentioned it in her khutbah, that was communities being with the leaders, and leaders being with the khashiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they are obedient to Allah, then it's important for the communities that they have to follow from them. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make us from the followers of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. May Allah increase our love with Fatima al-Zahra. May Allah provide vilayat of Fatima al-Zahra in this world and hereafter. May Allah give us shifa'at of Fatima in this world and hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طال البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل المخرجة وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله وقال الله الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم لعلكم تعلمون. Dear brothers and sisters, as we always have Salat Jum'ah in our community, and one of the most important element and one of the most important principle of Islam, it's been considered Salat Jum'ah. We need to look at the vision for Salat Jum'ah, why it's been established. First of all, Salat Jum'ah, as I've said previously sometimes as well, that Salat Jum'ah was not established in Makkah. It has been established in Medina. So it's one of the principles that is regarding the establishment of Islam. It is for the honor of Islam. It is a congregation. A congregation where people, they come together and they can feel honor by standing together shoulder to shoulder. That gives an honor to our children, that gives an honor to our community, and makes them closer, brings unity within the community. So in order to establish community, that is one of the most important principle that is being said. Sometimes it's been figured out as a salat, as a prayer, that every single community should start, establishing a prayer where 5 people, 7 people, 10 people, they get separated and they should start Salat Jum'ah. This is not the theme of Salat Jum'ah. It's not philosophy of Salat Jum'ah. But Salat Jum'ah was for the honor. Otherwise, it could have been one of the prayers, as the rest of the prayers were being said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already ordered for the prayer, and prayers were started in Makkah. But Allah did not order that in Makkah. He asked for Salat Jum'ah specifically, and Surah Jum'ah was being sent down when Prophet entered to Medina. It gives us message that it's not an ordinary prayer. It's not just a prayer. It has some other principles that were important to be established. That Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, can be considered as a leader. And a leader speaks with the community, and he addresses the community about very important affairs and calls the people towards the piety. And this is one of the most important media. Second vision that can be considered about Salat Jum'ah, that Salat Jum'ah is considered as a media of Islam. As every community has its own media. Many people, they may speak from their House of Parliament, for example. They may give their stance from their President's House or from the Parliament House. But Islam is a religion that wants to give its stance from Salat al-Jum'ah, from Masjid. Its Masjid is most important. Because Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made Masjid as capital. He made Masjid as capital, Medina as capital. He did not establish a parliament house. He did not make some of the places where stance of government can be said, but he started speaking from the place where the podium is podium of Islam, where member is member of Islam. That is why there are many manners for Salat al-Jum'ah that are being said. And even for khutbah, there are many manners that are being said. That while khutbah is being said, no one should even recite tasbih. No one should recite nafila, although nafila are important. But it's been said not to recite. Why is that? Because Islam wanted that everybody should focus on the message that it's been said. We need to keep that vision. And alhamdulillah, in the past years, this podium, it's not only been used for the community that comes to IEC, but that was being a source of message that was delivered within North America. Not only North America, but people from various countries, they used to listen to those khutbas. It is very important that if we can protect this very important asset that our community has, and community also needs to support that, and keep this Salat al-Jum'ah, as IEC is one of the community that is established on values of Islam, and those values are important for this community. I am witness about this community, that this community has strived to keep its values, and that were important for this community. And I pray for each one of the members of the community, that I know that because of those values, they try to come only at this center. They do not go to the rest of the center. I was speaking to one of the sisters, her husband has passed away, and she said that my husband, he loved to come only this center. And when I used to say that why you don't go anywhere else, he used to say that because this center is close to my ideology. It speaks about my ideology. It is a voice for the values of the community. It is voice for the right people in the world. It is a voice for the oppressed people of the world. That is why I love to come to this center. So there are many people, those who come to this center, they are stick with the values, and they are stick with the ideology. And that is important for them. And we should continue standing on our path, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us success at the end.
Nare takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
Another thing that it's important today, by living in North America, dear brothers and sisters, we see that Zionist regime, of course, in the past, government of United States was completely united by supporting Zionist regime. But by time passing, with the blood of our Shuhada and the struggle of Muslim nations, it has become very clear that many of the politicians in North America have realized today that either they have to keep Zionist regime or rest of the world. So there are two parts at the moment. Either you should keep this Zionist regime or versus keep rest of the world, because the whole world is standing against Zionist regime, or Zionist regime is against the affairs of rest of the world. It's completely contrary. That is why today many of the leaders, they started realizing, they started speaking about that, and in this country this point of view is not a unified point of view, that Israel has to be supported. It's not a unified voice. Although within the nation of America and community in America, that voice was being heard way before. If this country was completely democratic country, that people's voice was being heard, people, they know what to say. People, they are against this oppressed regime and this Zionist regime. They do not stand with that. But, you know, their leaders, they always mislead the community, and they were trying that if they can portray that always they are standing behind this regime and they are supporting this regime. You can see there are many contradictions in this country. That one side negotiation with the Islamic Republic of Iran, it has taken years to just go through one deal with this country. To make one deal, it took years. And every day we keep hearing on the news that negotiation continue. So what is that? It means that they are making such an important deal that they have not done in the past. And they don't have any previous experience about that. But that's not the case. It means that the Islamic Republic of Iran, because it represents thousands of Muslims in this world, that is why they are afraid that if they give any right to this country is going to be one of the central countries of the world. And that is going to happen as much as they are going to suppress the Muslims. Muslim nations are going to arise and they are going to stand for their rights, and they will be successful one day. So another side, when we see there was a little bit anger by the Israeli regime, a little anger. It has become a little upset, and that made upset all the House of Representatives, and they are asking from Obama that either he has to apologize or he has to go, asking him that if we can settle down. That is how it is important for them, this Zionist regime. A little anger is not acceptable. One side, just go for a deal, you are taking years and years. And another side, just a little anger is not acceptable. That is how you can compare both countries, and you can see that how this country and what are the president's principles of this country that are very sad. According to today's news, in Yemen there were many atrocities. Unfortunately, there were three bomb blasts in various masajid. It is narrated in the news that one of the masajid, a bomber comes inside and he exploded while people, they started running from their gate outside the masjid. Another bomber came and he exploded on the gate of the masjid. At the same time, another masjid that also been exploded, and that is in the capital of Yemen. Around 77 people are being martyred. You can see any country when it starts moving towards its establishment, and when they try to establish their values, that is how they are going to be punished. And the same thing we can see in Iraq as well, that today 44 people close to the Baghdad, they are being martyred. And similar kind of the incidents are happening in both countries. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah help the Muslim nations in the world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give us success in this world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give unity to all the Muslims of the world. May Allah prolong the life of our leader. May Allah prolong the life of our maraji. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Tabi' Allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat, innaka mujibud da'wat, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.
يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح مددي 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 تو ای عشق و ای تمام وجودم تو بود و نبودم فدای رخ تو همه عالم بیا بنگر